welcome you to another edition of Sunday Worship right here, of course, on this Sunday, October the 19th. Boy, this month is going by way too quickly if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship. It's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today we're going to be focusing on the love of God. And I'll tell you what, He loves you and He loves me so much. Human words can't even describe it, but we're going to try our best right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, I pray you're doing well. How's the weekend coming along for you? Yesterday, our church had our men's breakfast, and I'll tell you what, whew, had to roll me out of the fellowship all yesterday. Praise the Lord for bacon, amen? Hey, we're focusing on the Father's love today. You know, Christ said that the very hair on each person's head are numbered. He knows each and every amount of hairs that we have. And I'll tell you what, some years ago, I'm not sure if you heard about this, a German scientist counted the hairs on different human heads. Apparently he had a lot of time on his hands, but he found that they vary in number, depending seemingly on the color. Thus, there are more on a head with black hair than red, on brown than black, on blonde than brown. Black-haired women have about 110,000 hairs on their head, and a blonde has 140,000 hairs. Interesting numbers here. But regardless of what this study finds, regardless of all the statistics and so forth, the neat thing is that we have a God who knows each and every intricate detail of our life. He knows everything about us, and He still loves us the same. Amen. Focusing on the Father's love. Right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I don't understand your ways. Oh, but I will give you my song. I'll give you all of my praise. Just one more time, let him hear.
focusing on our Father's love here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. William Dixon lived in England, and he was a widower who also lost his only son. And one day he saw that the house of one of his neighbors was on fire. And although the aged owner was rescued, her orphaned grandson was trapped in the blaze. And Dixon climbed an iron pipe on the side of the house and lowered the boy to safety. And his hand that held onto the pipe was badly burned. And shortly after the fire, unfortunately, the grandmother died. And the townspeople wondered who would care for that little boy. Two volunteers appeared before the town council. One was a father who had lost his son and would like to adopt the orphan as his own. William Dixon was also the other to volunteer. But instead of saying anything, he merely held up his scarred hand. And when the vote was taken, the boy was given to him. You know what, friend? Our Father sent his one and only son to be scarred, to die on a cross for you and for me, so we can be adopted as sons and daughters of God.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, sorrows, and made them his very own. He bore my burdens to Calvary, where he suffered and died alone. Joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. Love.
listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Focusing on the Father's love today, and Mark Guy Pierce used to tell of a time he overheard one of his children saying to the other one, "You must be good or Father won't love you." Calling the boy to him, he said, "Son, that isn't really true." "But you won't love us if we are bad, will you?" the boy asked. "Yes, I will love you whether you are good or bad," he explained, "but there will be a difference. In my love, when you are good, I will love you with a love that makes me glad. And when you are not good, I will love you with a love that hurts me." You know, I was reading scripture the other day, came across Judges chapter 10, verse 16, and God talking with the children of Israel who were worshiping their idols, who were worshiping the false god Baal, and they were about to get attacked by their enemy. And God, who could have said, "You know what, forget you guys. You messed up. You put yourself in that position. Good luck. I'm going to take a step back." But I love seeing his heart in Judges chapter 10, verse 16. "Then they," the children of Israel, "got rid of their foreign gods among them and served the Lord. And he," that's the Lord, "could bear Israel's misery no longer." Talk about a beautiful glimpse of our Father's love.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Oh,
Michael W. Smith. Friend, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Sunday Worship. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.